Today, we are going to try to capture an IR infrared signal using Flipper Zero, analyze it both in Flipper.raw format and on oscilloscope, and then consider what is needed to send such a signal from within our microcontroller. Flipper Zero allows you to conveniently capture, store, and transmit IR signals, which is well described in its documentation. Flipper Zero supports a wide range of popular formats, such as RC5, RC6, or NEC, for example, but also supports the RAW format, that is, the Universal RAW Unprocessed Signal format. This allows essentially any device to be controlled, and without knowledge of the signal encoding itself. It also allows the community to create open IR code bases, such as Flipper IRDB, for example. Inside, we have a range of captured signals to choose from. For example, here signals from Samsung TVs. The protocol here is Samsung 32. This is what the example signal looks like. This type of file can be uploaded to Flipper via USB and then send the signal described in this way. And here for the Dyson air freshener. And here is something we are more interested in on this topic, the RAW format. This is the format that Flipper supports. It can both write an unknown signal to RAW and generate a signal from a RAW file. So let's consider how this format works. Break space, but perhaps first, practical example. Let us perhaps leave these repositories of codes captured by other users and try to catch some signal ourselves. We just happen to have a smart IR remote from Tuya, a Wi-Fi controlled gadget capable of sending and receiving various IR signals. As a test, we decided to send something from it to the Flipper. After saving the received signal on Flipper, we received such a file. It is now time to see what the same signal looks like on an oscilloscope. The trigger function was used to capture the data, i.e., triggering the capture with the edge of the signal. Let's look at the green signal. The yellow one is after processing. You can see essentially two logical levels here, only that one of them is jagged. What does this mean? This jagged signal is a 38 kHz carrier wave. The signal here has been modulated. In the first screenshot from the oscilloscope, the demodulated signal is shown in yellow. We now know what these two parameters mean. The first is the frequency used, usually around 30 to 60 kHz, and the second is the fill cycle. What's left is the raw format data. These are not bytes, but times in microseconds. Simply plot their values on the oscillogram and we can already see that everything agrees. These numbers are the times of the high and low states sequentially, so that the raw format is able to reflect the different signals, regardless of the coding used further down in them. Generation of IR signals. Based on the data collected, we already know that a 38 kHz hardware PWM will probably be useful, and some way to switch it on and off quickly, preferably using a timer and an interrupt. In addition, some kind of control of how we switch them on and off, some kind of buffer or queue of times that we will count down, will be useful. In this way, we will try to make our own mechanism for sending captured signals in RAW format on some MCU. Details in the next section. Summary. Here we looked at communication based on infrared light, which is commonly used by many applications, because who hasn't used a TV remote control? After capturing the signal, we saw that the IR transmitting diode operates in two states, either an off state, no light, or an active state in which it flashes at a certain frequency. This behavior of the IR diode is common to many protocols and can be conveniently described using a format such as RAW, frequency, padding, and times of ones and zeros, allowing the signal to be captured and sent back without specific knowledge of its structure. Have you used IR in your projects? And if so, did you write the send-receive driver from scratch, or did you use an off-the-shelf one, Arduino IR Remote or IR Remote ESP8266?